In the three-way race for governor, Sean Parnell's two challengers have developed a bit of a chummy relationship. Here's independent candidate Bill Walker last month at the National Congress of American Indians.
You know, one of the benefits of, there are many benefits of running, and one of the benefits I've had is getting to know Byron.
And Democrat Byron Mallott.
I have to say that we've become good friends.
But now one of those candidates says he doesn't want to have to compete with the other at all. APRN's Alexander Gutierrez reports that Walker would rather face the governor alone.
Ever since independent candidate Bill Walker and Democrat Byron Mallott launched their campaigns, both have concentrated on beating Republican Governor Sean Parnell. Mallott and Walker have never sent a press release bashing the other, and they've even complimented each other's ideas on the campaign trail. Only there's a problem with that. In the polls that have been conducted, Walker and Mallott both lose in a three-way race. Now, Walker has released a poll suggesting he would be competitive against Parnell if they were facing head-on. He says he wouldn't mind it if he were suddenly to find himself in a two-way race.
No disrespect to anybody, but I certainly would. And so I think that's the poll speaks to that.
The poll was commissioned by the Walker campaign and conducted by Ivan Moore Research. It shows Parnell with 42% support from those surveyed, Walker with 29%, and Mallott in third with 16%. When the poll takes Mallott out of the equation, the difference between Parnell and Walker shrinks to 1 point. And when Mallott is matched up against the governor, Parnell wins by a landslide. Walker says even if he likes the idea of a two-way race, he hasn't approached Mallott about dropping out.
It's not intended to be a shot at him in any way, other than just the polls, they are what they are.
Not surprisingly, Mallott isn't too friendly to the idea of leaving the race. Mary Halloran is Mallott's campaign manager.
It is not, and it never will be, a two-way race between Bill Walker and Sean Parnell. What the whole poll does show, and that we're most interested in, is that most Alaskans want a different governor.
Halloran is also skeptical of the poll itself. She suggests that it could be a push poll, never mind the problem of Alaska being notoriously difficult to survey. The only other polls released on the governor's race have been done by the firm Public Policy Polling, and they reached an opposite conclusion. They've shown the numbers basically flipped, with Mallott coming in second and Walker in third.
We do know that in all the other polls we've seen, Walker's come in dead last. And what's changed? As far as we can tell, nothing.
Halloran says that moving forward, the Mallott campaign plans to spend more time highlighting the differences between their candidate and Walker, particularly on social issues like abortion. Halloran would not say if their campaign's internal polls match any of the publicly available numbers. Meanwhile, the Parnell team is brushing off Walker's numbers. Campaign manager Jerry Gallagher says that even if Walker wants to, quote, ignore the reality of a three-way race, Parnell holds a double-digit lead as it now stands. In Anchorage, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.